The Rock. Be blessed.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Two Sundays ago, we started a sermon series applying biblical principles to government. And while some Christians don't believe that the Bible speaks to these issues, God does say a lot in His Word about the Bible, and the Word of God, God's Word, should be applied to our individual lives, to marriage and the family, to the church, and to our cities, states, and nations. We need to, and God desires, and you can read in the Bible, God desires to have righteous people in authority, ruling. And in America, we have a very unique position and a very unique opportunity that prior to the founding of America, people did not know. People didn't know and didn't have the ability to vote for those who were going to rule. And in fact, in America, we have even a greater responsibility and a greater opportunity because we, the people, are the government. And it's not that they are ruling over us. We should be ruling over them. But we know that we have sat back and really allowed a small group of people to, whether it be the Supreme Court, Congress, our county commission, our city council members, school board, we've allowed a small group of people to actually rule over us instead of us ruling over them. So we're gonna go to the Bible. And by the way, if you've missed any of these sermons, you can go back to and you can go to our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can watch those previous sermons. Also, our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. Charles Carroll of Carrollton, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this: "Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which denounce against the wicked eternal misery, and which ensured to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free government." Richard Henry Lee, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this: "It is certainly true that a popular government cannot flourish without virtue in the people." George Washington, father of our country, first president of the United States, and of course the commander, the general of the Revolutionary War, said this: "While governments protect all in their religious rights, true religion affords to government its surest support." So we're going to just review quickly some of the things we've talked about in the last few weeks, that rulers must recognize God as our creator. And this is really where it all starts. If you believe that God is our creator, you believe, first of all, that we have value, that every human being has value. You also believe that you're subject to His rules and His governing. Also, that rulers should read the law of God and fear and obey God. Rulers must be just. Also, rulers must judge the people justly, or judges must judge the people justly. Our constitution and laws should be based on God's law. By the way, our voter guides, which we have out at FloridaVotesValues.com, those voter guides do ask that question. Do you believe that our Bible or that our laws and constitution should be based on God's law? It's amazing how many candidates don't believe so or are undecided. They're unsure. But really, our founding fathers, they actually searched the scripture and they applied biblical principles to government. And although not perfect, they did establish a greater level of freedom, a greater level of protection for human rights than had been ever established prior to that. Our constitutional laws must be based on God's law. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
Hello.
Amen. This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page, where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website, afasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So, you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. Computer problems? You need A Faster PC. That's right. You do. And we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered today. And boy, we had a little bit of a, well, we're not sure exactly what's happening with the storm. We weren't sure last night, it looked like maybe our computer store wouldn't be open today. Well, we are open, and we are there ready to answer your computer questions here as well. So you can actually give us a call, and we can answer your questions. And, you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that that we can do, to help protect your computer from, in the case of a storm or whatever. So we'll be looking at that. I'm getting the live stream going over on Facebook. So we'll have that going here in just a few minutes. But we are here ready to answer your questions, and also we are getting ready to stream a faster PC radio. And of course, one of the things when we stream a faster PC radio is that you can get your computer questions answered. And if you miss something, you can scroll back and listen to it. You can go back. I mean, you can't go back while the show is on, but you can go back afterward. So you can actually get your computer questions answered. And we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We will answer your computer questions. And also in the shop, we do have technicians that are standing by, ready to solve computer problems. That's what we're all about here at A Faster PC, is solving computer problems, getting those problems resolved. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC. One thing I did want to mention also is, not only can you listen to the radio, because I've had some customers tell us, well, you know what, I used to listen to your radio show, but I don't have AM radio anymore. Of course, we're not only on WPSL, we're also on WCNO now, which is 89.9, but also you can listen to both of those stations on the TuneIn app. So TuneIn is an app that you can get for your phone, for your tablet, and you can search for WPSL, you can search for WCNO, you can listen. One of the neat things, I actually am driving in the car sometimes, or the van sometimes, and I get to a place and I want to keep listening to the radio. Well, I just pull out. I used to have to sit in my van for a little while, until that was over. But what I do now is I actually go and I'm able to go ahead and listen through the app, and I'm able to pull out the app, hit the station I want to listen to, and I can listen. One of the neat things about it also is you can actually rewind 30 seconds. I believe it's 30 seconds at a time. So that's pretty cool. And definitely we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve your computer problems as well in the shop. One of the things that we get lots of calls for quite often, and again, I talked a little bit earlier about this storm. I mean, we don't really know exactly what is happening here with the storm. It's going to be a little bit of time before we know exactly what's happening. But I remember in years ago, in the old days, back before most people had cell phones, we had some teenagers working for us, and of course, the only way to people had landlines in their house, and the only way to get in touch with people was to call them at their house. And on a Friday evening, we weren't sure whether we'd be open or not. So came the Saturday morning, and it wasn't a hurricane, but there was tropical storm winds and a lot of rain, and I was able to get in touch with everyone, all of our employees except for one, to tell them, hey, you don't need to come in today. We're going to be closed today. Well, this one, I actually had to drive. I drove through. I couldn't get in touch with one employee. I drove through about 9 inches of water and got to the store, and he was sitting in the store parking lot with his mom. And I did tell him, hey, we're not open today. You can go back home. But thankfully we are open today. We don't know again what exactly is happening here with everything. But one of the things that we do know is that this, when there are storms out there, we get calls on a regular basis. You know, it's like clockwork. You know, we get a call. Hey, I need to back up my data. What do I do? And so, you know, when we get that type of call, or, you know, we get other types of calls, you know, how do I protect my computer? How am I going to be able to access? Am I going to be able to access my data, my computers remotely? So, you know, we'll talk about some of that and, of course, how to protect your computer. And again, this storm may not be, you know, may not affect us as much as we thought maybe, you know, 24 hours ago. But it still is something that it's a good time to review. You know, if this storm was barreling down on us, and in fact, my wife told me last night that she thought we would have, and this was based on the reports, she thought there would be feeder bands, and, you know, that would be hitting us this morning, and, you know, that was the projection last night. Well, you know, thankfully that's not what's happening. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to, you know, ready to work on computers in the shop. And one of the things also is we wanted to just use this time to just go over, you know, how do you back up your data? How do you protect your computer in the case of a storm? Because you know what? This isn't the first storm we've had, and it probably won't be the last one we have in Florida. You know, these things do come about on a regular basis. So we will talk about that. And of course, we're here to answer your computer questions as well. So you can actually give us a call and we can actually help resolve your computer problems. And, that's, you know, definitely what we're looking to do here is to answer those questions, to resolve those problems. And so one of the things, you know, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Actually, it was either 2 or 3 weeks ago. We talked a little bit about surge protection, making sure that your computers have good surge protection. You may want to review that show, but just briefly, you want to make sure, because one of the things that does happen when you have storms, even hurricanes, you do have lightning, and that lightning can damage your computer equipment. In fact, this past week, I actually went out to install a new printer, and the printer was actually damaged. The house was literally hit by lightning, or something near the house was hit, but the house did catch on fire, actually, and there were breakers that were blown, and there was telephone devices that were damaged, and also the printer was damaged as well. We went out and helped set that up, but we'll review that just a little bit, you know, about how to make sure that you can protect your computers from surges. We'll also talk about battery backups. And making sure that everything's working right on the battery side as well, making sure that your system is ready to and that everything is protected, making sure that your computer is as protected as possible. And again, we're going to talk about backing up your computer, how to make sure that your computer's backed up. So that'll be coming up in the next segment. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, a FasterPC.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are here. We are back. We're ready to answer your questions. And of course, we want to continue this discussion on how to protect your computer in the event of a storm. And by the way, this is not just, you know, for hurricanes, but this type of stuff that we're talking about is good to do all the time. But, you know, we talked about, again, a few weeks ago, we talked about surge protectors. So, you know, with a surge protector, you don't want to get just a cheap surge protector. And when I say cheap, what am I talking about? Well, a lot of people, actually just go out and get a $5 power strip from Walmart or Walgreens or CVS, and they think, or Home Depot or Lowe's, and they think, wow, my computer is protected. Well, actually, no, your computer is not protected. What that is, a lot of times they'll even say that it's a wall tap, that it's a relocatable wall tap or a power strip. They won't even call itself a surge protector. Some of them that may be a little bit more expensive will call themselves a surge suppressor. But really what you want is a surge protector. And you want one that has an equipment replacement warranty. And what an equipment replacement warranty means is that there's actually, the company actually pays a warranty company to provide protection. And basically they're designing it though so well that most likely you're not going to need that. In fact, we have, in all of our years of selling surge protectors that have equipment replacement warranties, we've only seen one time that the unit itself, that there was damage to the computer through the surge protector. And most of the time what happens, there's a certain amount of joules, that's amount of power that the surge protector is able to absorb. But really the good ones don't even do that. They have that, but they don't primarily rely on that. What they do is they send the surge directly out to the ground. So it never gets to the devices that are connected to the computer. So you want to have a good surge protector. Also, if you have power outages, because we will have power outages, if we have tropical storm winds, we might even have some power outages, and they may be brief. You may have the power go off and come back on a few seconds later. Those types of power fluctuations, I mean, if you don't have a battery backup and you're using a computer that doesn't have a battery, then what will happen is the computer will actually immediately shut off. Well, if you have a platter hard drive, we've talked about those. Those are the drives that have the platters that spin around, and they actually, you have the arm that moves back and forth. I mean, you have to realize that's happening while your computer actually abruptly shuts off. And when it abruptly shuts off, what happens is sometimes that arm, which has heads on it, can be damaged. And then you have hard drive failure. It's really one of the worst things you can do for a platter hard drive, is to have that, to have power fluctuations like that. Also, if you are running your computer on a generator, let's say you lost power and power hasn't been restored in a few seconds. Well, the storm's over, you get the generator out, you plug it in, you put the gas in, you turn it on, hopefully it works. Hopefully you didn't damage the carburetor by leaving gas in it, old gas in it for too long. But you get that up and running, and so everything's good there. You're up and running, you have power, you go to turn the computer on. Well, one of the things that happens with generators is the power is not as clean as it is when it comes from FPL or FPUA. So your power company. So a battery backup can help regulate that and can help provide a constant, steady source of power to your computer. And that's something that we definitely would recommend, is that, especially, I mean, if you're using a laptop, you have a battery already. But if you're using a desktop, it's good to have that battery backup that will provide you a constant source of power and can clean up the power coming from the generator. This is one of the things we saw after 2004 with all of the various, people were out of power with those storms. People were without power sometimes for 3 or 4 weeks, some people. And I mean, if you remember a Faster PC at that time, well, our building lost part of its roof, And our power pole was actually hanging off of the building, and they actually did turn power on to our bay, and it was working for a while. But then they came by and they looked at it and they said, we're going to turn that power off because they didn't think that was too safe. So they did turn the power off, but we were able to, you know, to function, run on a generator. But again, you know, with all of the computers that we were working on in the store, we were running those through a battery backup. And that's something that, again, it's good to get these battery backups. So now the battery backups, a lot of people have battery backups and don't realize that there's two sides of a battery backup. So one side is surge only. So that means it only provides surge protection. The other side is surge plus battery. So, and if you, you know, you need to have your devices, your computer, and your monitor plugged into the surge plus battery side. By the way, you do not want to ever have a laser printer or even an inkjet printer, but they specifically not a laser printer because they draw too much power. You don't want to have them going through the battery side. The manufacturers of the UPS units always say not to do that. So you want to make sure that you're going through the battery and surge side for your computer and your monitor. And you may want to test the unit out ahead of time. You know, if you have if your unit, what happens sometimes is, well, over a few years, the battery will wear out. And what will happen if you wait long enough is the unit will start beeping and the computer might shut off. We had an office yesterday, a chiropractor's office, one of our customers, they called us up because their computer just shut down and they were trying to figure out what was happening and they heard this beeping. And I said, well, you probably have it connected to a UPS. And UPS stands for, I think it stands for uninterruptible power source. And so it's a battery backup though. And, you know, your battery probably is bad. Well, you know, I told them about having the battery side, the surge side, and typically you can use the surge side. But obviously you don't get any battery backup out of it, but you can use it temporarily to get up and running, make sure everything's working properly. Well, one of the things that we did, we came out there, we replaced the battery. I can tell you that battery was very swollen, so swollen that the back of that UPS was bolting out. There's a little plastic door that slides off of the UPS that allows you to access the battery. That was bulging out, and that battery was leaking acid. And I can tell you, I washed my hands twice while I was there and went to our store and I touched my eye, and my eye was, even after after washing my hands twice, I still had something on my hands that did cause a problem with my eye. So that's something you just have to realize. These things, really, you want to check them out. One of the ways you can check out your battery backup also is to go ahead and test it. You can test it by just unplugging it. You know, unplug it ahead of time. See if your computer stays on. You might even want to have your computer off and just have the monitor on. Have, you know, just the little light on the monitor, so that you can see the light and everything. But one of the things that you may want to do is just pull the plug out from the wall and see if the monitor stays on. See if your battery backup beeps. If it doesn't, you're probably okay. But these battery backups, typically most of them have the same size battery. Some of them will have two batteries. If it's a really, really big one, maybe it'll have even more than two batteries. But two batteries is pretty common in the large battery backups. And, you know, for most people, you don't need a large battery backup. You just need a smaller one, one that's designed, you know, for to keep one computer on for, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, you know, because you're really not going to be on the battery as long as you're there ready to shut down the computer. You're really not going to be on the battery for very long. You can even a lot of them even come with a cable that you can connect to your computer, a USB cable, and software that you can install where they will, if you lose power and it switches over to the battery, where it will actually shut your computer down safely. So that in case you're not there, but your computer's on, or you're away from your computer, or maybe you left the house, but you left the computer on, the battery backup software can actually safely shut your computer down so that you're not looking at losing data there. So that's something that is good to make sure that you have a good battery ahead of time. Now, by the way, again, we did replace one yesterday, and we do carry these in stock, and we can replace these batteries, and it's something that, you know, you want to do on a fairly regular basis. You want to make sure that your system is protected, and you want to make sure that, you know, especially in the case of a battery backup, or a storm, where you're going to be, you know, that you're probably going to be losing power, then you might have some flickers in power. You want to make sure that your computer stays on and that you're not having that power fluctuation. And especially, again, with that platter hard drive, those platter hard drives, if you have one of those in your computer, and most computers that weren't, created or built or purchased in the last year or two are going to have a platter hard drive. A lot of the inexpensive computers out today are going to have a platter hard drive as well. And some of the new computers are coming with SSD hard drives. Those are solid state drives. You know, still it's really not good for your computer to, even with a solid state drive, to abruptly shut down. You know, if you're working on a document, you might lose part of it, you know, especially if you're working on a program that doesn't have auto save features. You know, depending on what's happening at the time, it's never really a good thing for your computer just to abruptly shut down in the middle of doing something. So you know, this is something that definitely is important. By the way, if you don't have a good battery backup, you can get a battery backup. They are good. You want to make sure that you get, of course, APC is one of the brands that, you know, they're probably the leading and major brand of batteries. That's something you want to get a good APC battery backup, or another brand. We've carried some other brands in the past. CyberPower is one of the brands that does make battery backups as well, but not as big and not as well known as APC. But these are good to get. And it's, you know, probably if you don't have one, you have a desktop computer or an all-in-one computer. Some of the all-in-ones have batteries, but most of them don't. It's good to have a battery backup. So get one of these, especially if you're going to be running on generator or going through a time where you have power fluctuations. And hey, we live in Florida. Even if there's not a hurricane, we have power fluctuations and we have power surges. So you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself about this. And when we come back from the next break, we'll talk a little bit about backing up. And of course, we are here to answer your questions as well. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC, We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do. And we are here to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems and ready to help you out. And I did want to just mention again, we weren't sure last night what was going to happen, but a Faster PC is open for business today. We are resolving computer problems for our customers. So you can bring your computers on in. 7190 South US Highway 1, and we are there ready to resolve resolve situations and, fix any problems that anyone out there may have. Computer problems. I mean, we could work on some other things, but computer problems is our specialty here at a Faster PC. And we have been talking about how you can prepare your computer, how you can protect your computer from, and back up your system, how you can make sure that you actually back up your computer in the event of a storm. Again, we always get these questions. How do I back up my computer? A lot of times we'll have frantic phone calls right before a storm hits. How do I back up my computer? What do I need to do with this? And people wanting to know whether they'll be able to access their computer remotely and so on and so forth. So we'll talk a little bit about that. In the last segment, we did talk about surge protection, also battery backups, the importance of that, making sure your battery is still good, how the battery can be replaced. And we do provide that service where we replace the battery. If you want to do it yourself, you could do it yourself as well. Just again, make sure, you are dealing with power. It's not a lot of power, but you're dealing with power. So you want to be cautious there. Also, again, as I was mentioning with the batteries, they do, when they're old, they do leak lead and acid. And so you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself. Again, even as with yesterday when I had washed my hands twice and touched my eye stung. So it still had acid on my, and I washed them good, I didn't just, I washed them with soap also. So one of the things we're going to talk about in this segment, though, and again, we are here ready to answer your questions as well. And I'll flip over to our Facebook video and just see if there's any questions popping in there. Don't see any, but one of the things we want to talk about is just showing you how you could actually look at your system and how you can with your computer back up your data. And this is whether you have a home computer or a business computer. And by the way, this is useful all the time, not just when there's a hurricane coming. Because you know what? It's good when there's a hurricane coming, we get a notice. But you know what? I think there's even a commercial. There's even a commercial that was released a few years ago about this. A burglar is not going to notify you, hey, you know what? In 3 days, I'm going to break into your house. And I'm going to steal your computer and your backup because they're both going to be in the same location. You're not going to get that type of notification. You're also not going to get, advanced notification if you had a house fire. We talked about the customer that his house was literally hit by lightning and he had a fire and he had to get the fire department out there. They put the fire out, but he had to leave the house and he had to get an electrician out there to make sure the power was good and everything. So, you're not going to get, and we've had customers, this customer didn't have his computer damaged by a fire, but we have had customers that their computer has literally melted. The fire was so hot, and you may remember, I think it was in the late 90s, out in Southwest PSL, there were all the big fires out there, and the city water wasn't out there yet, and so it was, really, the fire was jumping from pine tree to pine tree to pine tree, and you literally had houses that burnt to the ground, and there were computers that were just a blob of metal on the concrete slab, and so it is important. Fires can, and we've had other, fires that just happened, in a commercial building that damaged the computer and the backup. So you want to make sure that you're backing up your data. There's also, what about theft? Or, we talked about theft, but also sabotage. What if someone gets mad at you? What if it damages your data? this happens. We've seen this happen in, you know, primarily happening in businesses where an employee is released. All of a sudden, the data is damaged. And the backups are damaged. So you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself against this. How about the crypto locker infection? What if you're tricked into opening up one of those emails that has a crypto locker threat where it actually starts encrypting your data? And then you get a notice a few days later that your data is encrypted and you can pay $400 to get your data back. Well, you can protect yourself against all four of these threats. Theft, damage from a storm or surge or something like that. Also, fire, you can protect yourself from sabotage and also from the crypto locker infection by making sure that your computer is protected. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch over to a full screen. I'm going to actually show you on the screen, and I'm going to verbally describe this for those that are listening on Facebook, but if you want to actually watch our video later on, you'll be able to watch this, or you could watch it right now. Head on over to our Facebook page. Again, you can go to facebook.com, search for a Faster PC Radio, search for a Faster PC. You'll see our page. This video is happening live right now, and you'll be able to watch this, the recording later. You can also go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that link, that takes you to our Facebook page. You do have to have we have Fred on line one. We're going to go take this call, and if we have time, we'll finish up this, and if not, we'll talk about this next week. So, Fred, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have one of these senior computers.
Okay.
I need a modem and,
go ahead.
Yeah, I need a modem and a...
Okay.
A service provider.
Okay. Yeah, so to connect to the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, so to connect to the internet with any computer, you do need a modem, and you can get this. What you'll want to do, most people in most areas... most people in our listening areas can get both AT&T, UVerse, and Comcast. There are some people that live out west of town in the Fort Pierce area that are remote. Even some people that may have a Port St. Lucie zip code that are remote and may be limited on their internet service options. But in most cases, you can go either with Comcast or with AT&T, and you can just call them up. You can also check on their website, and in fact, let me see if I can switch over, and I'll verbally describe this. But if you want to go, let me see if I can actually open up a browser that a different browser than what I normally use and what I'm streaming with. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna actually just open up a new tab here. We're gonna search for internet service deals because sometimes you can actually get some really good deals. Of course, you know what? If you don't have internet service, you probably can't do this. You can go to the library though, and you could do this on the library computer. Or you just give AT&T and Comcast a call, see what deals they can offer you. Typically, they'll give you a really good price for the first year, maybe even the first 2 years. One of the things that you'll want to actually check is just checking to make sure that you get a fast enough service. Now, they will offer you, by the way, they're going to try to get you into a triple play, which is you're having your phone, your television, and your internet all together. Now, if you have a different television provider, then you can keep it just the internet. But a lot of times they'll give you a better deal if you do all three of them together. But you can get just the internet, typically, if you're going with AT&T and let's say you have a landline, the old-fashioned landline, well, they're going to want to bring your phone over to UVerse most likely. And it's voice over IP. So the one thing that is a little bit of a drawback, you know, speaking of storms and whatnot, your landline will actually work after a storm without power. Your UVerse phone line will not work without power. And, of course, UVerse internet has to be up for it to work as well. So there's more to it. Also, if you have phone through Comcast, again, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to have a modem that has to be on, and the Comcast box has to be on. Sometimes what we've seen sometimes after a storm is that there's no power to the Comcast box, so it's not going to be on, and you're not going to be able to connect to the internet. So just think about that. If you are considering moving your landline, you could keep it where it is. But again, AT&T, if you go with AT&T for your internet service, you can go with them. Now, you know, they're going to have various speed levels. And really, Comcast has a starter package that's 25 megabytes or megabits down. And that's the download speed. That's the speed you download information from the website. So that's the speed that websites load their page to you. And then they're about 2 megabits up. That's the speed that your computer sends information to the internet. That, by the way, is fine for most people. They even have some speeds that are even slower than that are less expensive. And I know, you know, if you're older, if you have a fixed income or whatnot, you know, you're going to want to make sure that you're protecting yourself and that you're not spending too much money. By the way, at the end of that first year or that second year, whenever they want to raise your price up, you can call them back and you can ask them to keep the same price or ask them what deal they have available. And if they don't have a great deal, let's say you're with AT&T, you can switch to Comcast. If you're with Comcast, you could switch to AT&T, or you could even tell them that you're thinking about doing that. They may offer you that deal, but the modem will typically come with the service. Although if you're using Comcast, you can buy your own modem. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We will be closed Monday for Memorial Day. I want to encourage you to take time to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I and our children can enjoy freedom. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to Government, Part 3, where we apply the principles of the Bible to the current election. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.